Give in,
he whispers. Set the spider to the fly, I reply. The deep, reverberating chuckle that leaves him rumbles against my back, and I have to hold my breath to resist the urge to flip over and face him. Why does he affect me this way? Why does he drive me to absolute insanity with just the sound of his voice?
Oh, Riot Girl, you're not a fly. You're so much more than that.
If I'm so much more, then why am I here? I ask seriously. Tangled up in your web like any other girl.
Because you're smart,
he says.
You know a predator when you see one, and you know when that predator wants to eat you in the most delicious way.
My eyes slide shut as his hand delves down and tugs my shirt up. Warm, rough, masculine fingers slip into my panties and spear through my wetness. He groans against my ear.
Maybe you know far more than you'd like me to think,
he says.
Definitely more than you're willing to admit. What I wouldn't give to hear you say it.
Is that what he wants? For me to say it? I never have. Not once. I don't know if I can. My lips part and I arch as he flicks my clit, and then rubs that little bundle of nerves in a circle. Slow. And then fast. My hips lift to meet his movements, and I follow him, chasing the feelings he elicits in me. I can't stop. He's like a fucking addiction. I can't stop myself from wanting. Sparks flicker to life behind my closed eyelids. Warm breaths escape my mouth and soft pants. It's never felt like this before. Like I'm poised on the edge of a cliff about to dive into an abyss. I've certainly never wanted it the way I want him.
That's it, Riot Girl,
he says, his mouth trailing alongside my jaw as he brushes my hair back with his free hand.
Ride my hand, get my fingers soaking wet, give me a taste of this sweet pussy.
My head thrashes against his shoulder and the bed. I can't, I say, panting. I can't. This is wrong. He's wrong. So fucking wrong for me. I shouldn't want this. No, I think. That's just my fear talking. Abel isn't wrong. He's everything that's right. The only right thing that I've ever let myself have.
You can,
he urges me, and suddenly, his fingers aren't just on my clit, they're pushing even further down, dipping inside as his thumb takes over the task of driving me insane. His thick fingers push into my core, spearing me, and the rumble of a groan in his chest vibrates through me as he finds out just how wet I really am. I was never like this before. But with him, with Abel, I'm starting to realize that it doesn't matter what I've done before. He's wrecked everything in his path to get to me, completely destroyed my barriers and rebuilt them, sealing himself inside along with me. Even if this doesn't last, for as long as I live, there will be a piece of Abel Fraser buried deep within my soul. 1. Riley. Obsession is dangerous. I know that better than most people. Daniel Dickerson is the perfect example of what happens when a man becomes too obsessed with something, with someone. Yet still, I don't regret it. No matter how much his mother still believes that I'm a lying whore and there's no possible way her precious son could do the things I claimed he did to a little girl, especially one as scrawny and ugly as me. No matter how my name has been dragged through the mud and how many times I've been called everything under the sun. Liar. Wicked little girl. Jezebel.